This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Saturday, December 7th, God's word for you today is on love. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 to 6, and it says, love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. The first F we will be focusing on is family. You will agree that the family you were born and raised in determines the life you are living today. Your concept of life and your worldview is determined largely by the family you were born into. Therefore, if we have a problem with society at large and people that we are churning out in government and in leadership, we actually have a problem with the family, because that is where all our concepts are learned, shaped, and formed. And the concept that is at the foundation of the family is love. The concept of love is learned in the family. The concept of love that is being expressed, expected, and received is largely based on how people have been shaped. These days, it is a mixed bag for most people. However, when people grow up in a family where they were completely loved, the truth is they already know that they are enough, they are accepted, and they are beautiful or handsome. But when people are from dysfunctional homes, then there is a void that they are trying to fill, and different kinds of creatures, men, take advantage of it. Why? That is just how it is. Your family determines a whole lot of things about you, and the family starts really with boy meets girl. Boy likes girl. Boy winks at girl, and girl winks back. And the rest, they say, is history. The truth is, romantic love is good, but it is not strong enough to hold the family structure. If you have been alive for long enough, even if you have not yet been married, you should understand it. But some people do not get it. Romantic love is not enough. It is good, and it is good to be sustained, but it is not enough. So what is good? The God kind of love. The family is built on God's kind of love. God's kind of love is what can sustain. God's kind of love produces and foils romantic love. Definitely. So what does the God kind of love look like? 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 1 says, if I could speak all the languages of earth and of angels, but didn't love others, I would only be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. Let's pause here for a moment and bring this home. You are nasty to your spouse, but you are speaking in tongues very loudly at night. In fact, you are saying, all my enemies, the ones in this house, God says that you are a clanging cymbal. That is what it means. You are singing praise songs, but you are eyeing your spouse. God says, that is nothing. That is nonsense. Let us pray. Father, I pray for the grace to operate from the God kind of love in everything that I do and everything that I build. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.